You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, guys, we've got a Warby Parker sponsorship back. Are you guys ready for the Warby Parker sponsorship?
I can't see.
Warby Parker is the new way to get boutique quality, classically crafted eyewear at a revolutionary price point. You can never have too many pairs of glasses. Take it from me, Jonah Ray. You have so
Who's
many
talking?
Looks. It's me, Jonah Ray.
Oh, okay. That
your
makes
friend.
More sense.
Your first friend in comedy.
I can't see you.
Cash, get out of here.
Oh.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. I love having multiple pairs of glasses because you have the ability to just change it whatever way you're wearing. If you're wearing a tight, skinny tank top, you could wear circular frames like an Elton John. If you're wearing a baggy plaid button up, you can be wearing whatever Neil's wearing.
Wait. Who's that guy from House of Style early on? Is that what he recommends with a tight tank top?
I don't know. Frame? I don't know. I'm not good at glasses. I'm not good at wine. As you know, I went through their home try-on program and had great success. I ordered five pairs of glasses from their website, warbyparker.com, and I had them sent straight to my door. Not only was it at my door, it was in a spot where no one could steal the package.
Oh, important.
I let them inside. Yeah. I got rid of
UPS.
I got rid of the garlic, and I sent the vampire to come on in. Halloween theme.
Theme.
It was so fun and easy to try them on the mirror, and I just showed them to Deanna, and she said, yes, no, which was a reference to History of the World Part 1. I loved getting it. I loved just doing that, and I loved to,
so
like...
she liked 4 out of 5 frames?
Yeah, I was just kind of, I don't know. It was less about like the actual frame picking than it was a reference to the
this frame, no.
Sorry. No. Yes, which actually I'm realizing now is actually the way it is in the movie.
Yeah.
It was so fun easy. It was so fun and easy trying them on in the mirror. You know, and I liked kind of getting a feel for it before I committed to buying any of the pairs. When I was done trying them all on for my friends and family, which meant Deanna and Ruby the dog and Gooby the cat, I sent all the test pairs back using their prepaid return shipping label. It was just in the box with it. I stuck it right back on there and sent it right back.
Fucking easy.
It's so easy. And they used my prescription to send me the final pair.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, who doesn't want a box of fancy, inexpensive frames shipped to their place to try on for free?
For free?
Who doesn't want that?
No cost on it.
You know, I'm going to have to say
everybody here.
The only person that I know would be Adam because he has 20/20 vision. And you know what?
He really pushes that in our
You don't
face.
Have 20/20. You don't wear glasses, Adam.
No, I need some.
You never had to wear glasses growing up. But then you got a disease that almost killed you. So I think we're even. There's no obligation to purchase. But I know you won't be able to turn down a nice, shiny pair of new fucking frames to call your own. There's no obligation to purchase, but I know you won't be able to return down a shiny pair of your own. Support this show by ordering your glasses online today at www.warbyparker.com. Use the promo code Jonah during checkout to get your order within 3 business days. Don't forget, that's Warby Parker. Don't forget, that's warbyparker.com and use promo code Jonah after your home try-on when you're submitting your final order. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for supporting warbyparker.com. I want to thank everybody, and let's get to the Halloween theme show, a theme that we bail on almost immediately. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it because he's getting his outfit together for Halloween, which is tonight.
Spooky.
Here is a song by Mike Kroll. It's called 15 Minutes.
Jonah Radio.
What if I told you that the world is gonna end? I make you have 15 minutes to stay with me.
This is Jonah Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight on a very spooky episode.
Ooh. Where'd Jonah go?
Unless you're listening to this after it came out, then thanks for tuning in to Jonah Radio. Yeah, whenever,
totally regular.
Yeah, it's a really it's
Jonah
it's,
Radio.
Happy November.
Yes, happy November. It is the Day of the Dead.
All Saints Day.
All Saints Day. Or if you're listening to it after that, hope you're having a good weekend.
Yeah,
I hope it's like the weekend's really good. It's but it's like, and get ready because Saturday night is what?
A lot of podcasts come out on Friday now. They might not get to it over the weekend. What if it's like Monday the 4th?
Ooh, another Monday morning edition. Oh, guys, I got a case of it, don't we?
Monday.
Oh man, gearing up for that weekend.
which is that weekend. Technically,
like the 8th,
10 days from now.
Okay, yeah. Hashtag game. When are you fucking listening to this?
Jonah Radio.
I want to. We have our producer, Cash Hartzell. I like you lean into the mic to just wave. Yeah. With the Dave Anthony laughs is Neil Mahoney.
Obviously.
And he's got some sound bites. We got like Bill Tech keeps on sending in new sound bites. So we really got to do another swoop of that. Did I really crush you with that Dave Anthony laugh thing? brother in residence Adam Rodriguez is here. Adam,
welcome.
How's it going
back. Give me a sound drop, Neil.
You done left fingerprints tonight.
What was that?
You done left fingerprints tonight.
It's going like that.
Okay, yeah.
You are really dumb.
So Adam was out of town for our last episode, and then we just didn't have two episodes. We like missed 2 weeks or some of that. I was traveling around. Thanks everyone for coming back. And our guest tonight, hanging out once again, master of ribamonies.
Like eating ribs.
Yes, because he likes ribs. Okay. Is DK Dave Claw K Man worldwide.
Yay. Worldwide.
I love my parents.
You have issues with your parents, though.
No.
Are we good?
Issues with geographic. Tons of them. Love my parents.
Anyone? Who else here? First boobs, National Geographic?
Oh, yeah.
Last boobs, actually.
Well, first boobs was National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Ooh.
Beverly D'Angelo.
That's right.
Can't get better than that.
Yeah.
Really?
No, you can once you see her in Entourage.
Oh.
Spooky. No.
As one of of the Miller Gold... agency.
She didn't disrobe in that show. Why is
she didn't? Good thing.
Dave app not playing sound.
She didn't sell her soul to the devil. She melded with the devil. That's what it looks like. What happened in to Beverly?
Oh, Ari
D'Angelo.
Gold is the devil then?
No. I'm just saying how I don't even want to talk about Entourage. I'm a Ray Donovan man.
However, did you see EOD news today?
What?
Entourage movie is a go.
Is Adrian Grenier gonna
signed on?
Okay, because he didn't want to do it. The boys are because he didn't want to do it unless the boys. Did you guys see Joe Mandy's?
Thinking about Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
no.
It was good.
had to be there, Dave.
Yeah.
Welcome to the internet.
My Twitter got hacked, and now I'm like, not that into it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but I told a lot of people about fitness.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
I just solved
the problem with the Diamond Dave app.
Prove it.
Oh, is it too low?
Yeah, I just had the thing switched off.
Oh. It's still kind of low, though. Yeah. Now, talk about this Diamond Dave app.
It's David Lee Roth made his own app with sound drops.
Boozly bop.
It's all of his trademark noises and woos and ahas.
Let's can we turn up that channel?
Whatever this stuff comes into.
I'll tell you all about it. Yes, I am.
Still pretty quiet.
Yeah. Anywho, I'm maxed out. I don't know what the board's problem is, but yeah. So it's all like stuff from Van Halen songs, but he didn't clip it from actual Van Halen songs.
He just redid
them. He did like less than 3 seconds, so he never has to pay the rest of the band.
Oh, wow.
So it's stuff like,
oh, God, I'm running. Ah, yeah.
And it's so clearly
it's just
like,
so close.
Oh, it's like 58-year-old Diamond Dave rather than, you know.
That's not from the...
No.
Oh, all right.
They're all,
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
No, this was leaked. This was like just the audio track that got leaked.
Totally. No.
I've
no.
heard that.
No, no, no.
This is definitely really? Old.
Yeah, because
this is off the strength of that. He decided
exactly.
Made.
He was like, well, someone's...
I'm not making any money off the leaked
Someone's giving this thing away for free.
Right.
What if I charge $1 for it? And gave him...
California got sunshine.
Oh, a guy gave us all that stuff. Oh, you know that.
That's weird that it just...
Hanging out with your friend.
Yeah.
Oh. The YouTube's being...
Oh, yes. Hanging out with your friends. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's some... that's... Well, I don't know, man.
I don't know. That sounds pretty dead on.
No, he's just doing the same drops.
It's just the fidelity is different, I think. That's a music term.
I'm all about that.
No, these are definitely recent, Dave. And it's also... It's clearly sanctioned by, I mean, his face is the logo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Diamond Dave. For sure's.
He's an older version. You know what I found? I was really trying hard to find real bad covers of Lou Reed songs. Because, as you know, music news. Lou Reed passed away on Sunday or Saturday this weekend at the age of 70. Yeah. He leaves a legacy behind of great songs and heroin residue, and it's what?
I don't know.
He lasted a long time for a guy that probably did a bunch of skunk ass heroin in New York in the '60s.
Yeah,
you can't deny that he lasted a lot longer than he should have.
Yeah, he didn't do that. He didn't do that clean stuff like Keith Richards.
Yeah, exactly.
Working.
Older.
The thing is, it's like look at Bowie. Bowie looks like a fucking 40-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't comment. I haven't seen him in a while.
He's looking good. Sound even better. But he's looking good. But I found a dad doing just this guy. This real guy in his little rumpus room that his wife lets him have.
Oh, boy.
Matriarchy. Room. Let's rebel against it, you guys.
Hey, Lou Reed, Sweet Jane.
So that's how he starts the...
Get off your seat.
I just love that so much.
Do it.
Midwest.
Hey, Lou Reed, Sweet Jane.
Standing
on the corner.
He's got his nice little sweater on. There's a nice lamp in the background.
In my hand.
And you have to know this is probably one of three songs he knows. Are you filming me? You bootlegging this?
In a vest.
Just keeping my soundboard.
Hey, honey. I'm in a rock and roll band.
Got 16,000 plays. Or just a dad.
Yeah.
Riding in a stuffed hat. Jim. Those were a different day.
He's singing and playing like he can't wake up the kids in the next room. Dad, shut up. We're trying to watch wrestling. All right, Sweet Jane. All right. Yeah,
he's now satellite love.
Yeah, yeah. He does kind of have. He sounds a little bit like Joel Hodgson, just like, all right, just that was really cool.
Great job.
That's not this internet. I swear to God, guys, I was trying to get to the chorus.
It's all right. I know. It's Sweet Jane.
Not done. Oh, wait. Well.
Sweet Jane.
Cozy Jane.
Sweet Jane.
Yeah, Cowboy Junkies have a version.
Sweet Jane.
I was really trying hard to find a bad cover of it, but that was the worst one. And it's not, it's passable. It's just a guy and a guitar.
Pretty solidly structured, simple song.
Yeah.
Well, he had an awesome quote. It was like, one chord is okay, two chords you're pushing it, three chords you're into jazz.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, these were songs designed to be sung by people on Harold.
That's true. And, you know, it's a bummer because I wish someone would just figure out a way to tag bad covers. You know, just because no one's gonna SEO that we're shit like, themselves. No one's gonna, gonna go upload it. Like, I've tried so hard.
Like a red handkerchief in the back pocket.
Yes.
like a code that's like not gonna pique anyone's interest unless you are down.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where it's you know, when you're looking for a really good, like,
holy shit, we are nominated for a podcasting award of the nation.
Wait, which
we could start. A movement.
We can start a movement.
A code of tag bad covers online with Jonah Radio.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Bad covers, Jonah Radio on YouTube. Oh, man, that'd be great. Hey, we're going to break pod for a safe song. We're going to get, pod safe music, which I don't understand. Someone said it's because we play unlicensed stuff that won't get us in trouble, which is probably true for the most part.
Yeah, for that one time, listen to it. Or two times, a couple times.
What do we play? Well, we play Kiss like every fucking episode.
Yeah, but we do the allotted amount that's acceptable, right?
Yeah,
I don't think so. It's on for a long time.
We had that one. It was Neil's dad's favorite song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I think Van Cash Morrison plays.
Yeah, but
one
if
for
he's not litigious.
Also, if anyone fucking he's steps cool to us with that, just fucking push what out, Neil.
Is that it? I'm on my own. I'm liable.
No, not you. But just be like, it's like, oh, no. You tell him. Also, he. No, I don't want to say that on the air.
Jonah Radio.
Oh, this is a good band.
My friend. That I've known the longest. My first friend, his name is Donald.
Oh.
I've known him since first I was friend 5 years old. First friend. I've known him since I was 5 years old. Neil, yeah, first friend of comedy.
Yeah.
Cash, right, my first enemy in comedy.
Mm-hmm. Standing next to Neil.
Yeah, you were not that. You came the next week. You came the next week. You get so bent out of shape, and you were not there the time that BJ Porter just pushed us together. So Donald is, I've known a guy for a long time. He's the guy that got me into punk. He's the guy that got me into everything cool I've ever known in my entire life. And he's a really awesome guy. And he was up in Seattle for a long time just trying to get a band going. Never really did until this other band that he really liked. So they were starting another band, and they wanted him to be the singer of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so that band, the band that was originally, they were Iron Lung, but they made another band called Society Nurse. And Society Nurse is the band that Donald screams for. And Society Nurse?
No, Iron Lung's amazing.
Yeah, did you listen to everything else I said?
Neil was showing me a painting.
I know, Neil, what are you fucking doing?
Wrap it up, play the song.
This is like the first time we've played a song that like that Dave didn't show us that he actually likes. Oh, now you're going to fucking have Cash be your
listen,
mic stand?
You were getting into an intro.
Get down off the cross.
And I thought you were going to go and
do
the intro.
And why does
the
dog keep on running in and out of the fucking
I thought you were going to go and do an intro and then go into the song. I thought we were on the...
literally holding his hands up like
I thought we were in the demo.
Right when I started, you started like showing Dave some picture.
Yeah, you said, now we're going to play a song.
All right, we're going to play the song Self-Made Man by Society Nurse on
this is
Iron
not
Lung Records.
Attract votes for the Podcasting Association.
I'm pumped about this.
All right, we're going to listen to this, and then we'll see you guys in a little bit. If it plays, because this fucking internet's being a bitch. In the general sense, not in a female sense.
Yeah, no.
Use a puppy, I want to talk. Let's go!
going to have my trademark drops if this is in charge.
When people are going to tune into this episode because trademark of our podcast drops. Award nomination.
Tell me about that. What is that?
Hey. I don't know. It looks like some guy trying to make money in Vegas decided to get an HTML site together and
Marin,
get some traffic on his GeoCities
Marin
page.
Did a whole rant about this last year when he got nominated and won for the second year in the row. it's like the podcasting awards ceremony unanimous or whatever. It's like a guy who's like a super early adopter for podcasting.
Yeah, he's been doing it for 9 years.
Wow. And like making money for 9 years.
Yeah.
So basically he's
but he was part of the whole scene, like Keith and the Girl and all that stuff.
They're not even mentioned at all in that whole thing.
Yeah, but like they were like early podcasters. Really? I remember like I was in New York in 2005 and I was a guest on and I didn't understand. I was like, internet radio? Yeah. And even from that point on, it was years before I still understood what a podcast was. It was probably the second year into doing the Nerdist that I really understood what a podcast was.
That's what I saw was the ninth one. I was like, ninth one? Yeah. Podcast been around for that long?
Yeah, they have. There was this ever since iTunes came out, right?
Yeah, I think probably before that with RSS and whatever. But
fucking A.
Adam Curry. Adam exactly. Godfather.
I want someone to make that sound drop, please. Bill Taggart.
Adam Curry.
Adam Curry. Oh, man. Hey, so wait, Dave, you were at some – I saw a weird picture on the gram. So I'm chilling out. Just fucking.
How hard are you chilling?
I'm chilling so hard. I'm in my car between two appointments on the other side of town. Ooh. So maximum chill.
Yeah. Both dermatological?
Yeah, no. Hollywood shit.
Oh.
Nothing to do. So chilling hard. Even fucking found a parking spot. No time limit. Put the seat back. Thumbing through the gram.
Love it.
And I come across some weird picture.
Me blowing it?
So you... last night I invited you to see the Death Clock thing.
Yes.
And I forgot you were back in town, Adam, so I forgot to invite you. Sorry.
Sound drop.
I can't. The thing
sound
won't charge
fired.
You.
Fired.
Squamp, squamp, squamp,
yeah,
squamp.
What's the sound drop for fraternal fighting?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Adam.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't care. But then you said you had to go.
Yeah, you had to pick up somebody at the airport,
Clint.
Right? Well, I had to pick up Clint from the airport.
Oh no, this was Saturday night. I'm thinking about
this is all the same. No, this
because Saturday night you went to a death metal show in East LA.
Black metal.
Whoops.
Oh god. Do the fart sound again.
This is terrible. I don't have control.
That wasn't
the
really good
board,
fart. That's kind of a machine fart.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got my like other boards, like my custom boards.
I'm looking at two words that say fart, and you're just blazing around them. There you go. Thanks. Oh, thanks.
I was so bored. Real quick detour. At my last show at the San Francisco Punchline, and thanks everyone for coming out to those shows, especially the Phoenix show. That was a lot of fun. But at the San Francisco Punchline shows, I was so bored with everything I was doing that I pulled out this soundboard. And just fucking just like would like just do a jokey joke and go, anyway, I'm smart. And then one night time I was like, this is you guys. Coney.
Neil.
Sorry, Neil.
Neil.
There's a casino in Phoenix called V Cuiva. Their slogan is "Meet you at the Cuive."
Love it even more.
That is okay. We're getting rid of all the Jonah Radio merch and just doing merch. I was watching a Phoenix hockey game on the internet, streaming their
the
TV,
Phoenix, yeah. The local Phoenix,
and it's like they switch between "See you, meet you at the Cuive" and and "Meet me at VQ."
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's called V Cuiva, and it's, you know, your stock casino.
It's like another. It's like another. It's like another company. Another fast food place going. I'm loving that.
Right. Have it your
not
way.
This that.
Have it the way you want. At the
brand.
Cuive.
Let's get the brand Cuive. And the messaging on point.
That's crazy.
It's an awful name, but people will talk about it.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Lauren.
Meet me at the V Cuive too.
V Cuive.
And also, it's like if you're in Phoenix, I'm sure you're like, oh, there's the casino.
Right.
Yeah. You don't need to advertise.
Yeah. We need the name to be interesting.
Just like have a 30-second shot of a slot machine going ring,
right,
and they go, oh, yeah, that's right. There's a casino nearby. We should go to that. They'll come up with a kiss.
Come and get it, whites.
Yeah.
I went to Fort Lauderdale, the Seminole Paradise, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, which is like, it's a Hard Rock Hotel and Casino put right on top of what seems to be the Universal City Walk.
Right.
It was real sad.
/ Indian Burial Ground.
Yes, yeah. It seemed it seemed as if you
and by Indian, I mean Native American.
If they didn't put, you know, oxygen into the room, that most of the people would just drop dead. Yeah, just fall down. But if you tell them that's the first time you're staying there, they give you a suite. And I'm talking fucking shower. We're fucking right above me. Shower spigot to the right, to the left. Shower spigot to the bottom right, to the bottom left. Shower spigots.
Surround shower. Awesome.
I fucking turn them all full blast, and I just fucking quantum leap forever. Just fucking all the way. And then I just fucking bomb so hard, so hard at the Seminole Improv.
Yeah.
Can a sound drop bomb?
I don't have the actual soundboard up.
What are you talking about? It's right there, Neil. You got it all there. I don't understand why you're playing this, Neil. It just seems pretty ridiculous. So. Yeah. Lonely.
No.
Guys, is Jonah doing that? I don't have control of the soundboard because someone forgot to charge it.
I think, gone. Actually, when we came in here, when Cash and I walked in, we're like, when was the last time we were here? There were still beer cans and bottles from the last. What was the last show we had?
I think it was like 2.5 weeks.
Was that
ago?
With Dustin Martian?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one. It looked like it was a lot of fun. I was pretty bummed. It was like,
with Rhea came by.
And Lawrence.
Rhea and Chillian was playing the squeeze.
That's
box.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that was so much fun.
And then.
Oh, man, Adam, that was the one you were gone.
Yeah, I know.
That's such a weird coincidence.
We all put on our Adam
that's
masks.
Right.
That's such a weird coincidence.
It sure was.
God, that's so, I didn't even think about that. The one you weren't at was probably the funnest one we had. Oh. Nah, it's probably best not to think about it.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
So, but I want to hear this Dave Clock story. So when did this thing happen?
I can tell those.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to get hot and bothered, but I feel like it's inevitable.
Get hot and bothered. Oh, shit. Get real.
There I am.
Oh. Oh, a little too soon, right?
Oh, shit. Shit. Nice, Adam. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. Last time was better.
I know, right?
Oh, it's like a feelings destruction derby here tonight.
Whose feelings are hurt, though?
We're going to get to your story in a bit. But sitting next to Cash and a girl he was on a date with, I started talking over you, and then she told you not to let me do that.
When? Last night?
Yeah, last night we're at the thing, and you're I start explaining something. She's like, don't let him do the thing you said.
No, it wasn't the thing you said, but yeah, we were having a conversation, and she like asked something. I think she thought I was going to answer it, and then Jonah started answering it, and then she kind of spoke up and was like, "Oh, he just talked right over you," and I was like, "But it's Jonah. That's what he does."
She gonna get your self esteem into shape, and that means you're gonna get fired.
by both of you.
I'm turning you.
All right, Neil. You got a real attitude, Neil Mahoney. Now, if you don't shape up, you're going to have to ship out. One more time, and I will. That's it. You got to go.
That podcast award is basically yours.
Who is the idiot?
What?
Who is the idiot that nominated us?
That's the thing. It's a write-in. Our literally fans nominated us.
No, exactly. So I'm fucking proven right. It's yeah. Imagine someone going, hey, new music podcast. Let me check this out. And well, I know people listen to some of the stuff we play, but.
We're on the same list as All Songs Considered.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, us versus NPR.
Yeah.
But they don't fight.
They just have, they pay licensing for all that shit.
They must.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, they must.
They have to.
Unless it's just that.
All songs considered, you submit to it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Sign that wall away.
Oh, really? What was the KXLU show like that? Was it a Demo Listen?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah. Anyway. So let's. Do you guys want to start with in chronological order of Dave Clox? Do you want to start with the black metal show he was at?
Of Dave Clox stories, I don't have. Good.
Wow! Let's rock
never
around.
Seen
the
anybody
clock.
Lose an erection that quickly?
This is.
I had it for 3 full days. Yeah. You just came for the end of it. Or cause. Black metal show, went to that Watain show on Saturday. What a good time.
Watain?
Yeah. Nothing's more metal, black metal than a $30 ticket, though.
Whoa, where was it?
It was at the Vex in Alhambra.
Oh, shit.
I never heard of that place.
These dudes are legitimate Satanists, and they did a satanic ritual on stage, which made the whole place smell bad. But so
how many goats?
I think at one point it was a family of goats, and then it was parts of goats and blood and what seemed, I think, might be called Bible dust.
What's that?
I think it was just dust, but I assume at one point it was Bibles.
Oh.
It's like burnt Bibles now.
Burnt Bibles.
So do you think the high-end ticket price is to pay for the Bibles and the goats and the cleanup crew?
I think it was just because I were all on a bus.
Oh.
Yeah.
How evil.
It was three Swedish bands all on one bus. So there's the max beds you can get in a bus
like
is 12.
Fish, I'm willing to
yeah.
pay.
And there was 12 band dudes, and then there was crew. So people, that bus had problems.
Shit.
Stink.
Yeah.
They were playing cards for bunks.
Oh.
Or
there was
heron.
No smiles.
Drummers were losing cards for bunks.
It was great.
So it was a good show?
Tribulation, In Solitude, Watain, all really great.
Yeah, but like, how was the show? Who were the bands? I don't want to know about your mental state.
I was going through a lot of
tribulations.
Yeah. My Watain was flaring up, so I had to take it out. My Watain.
Yeah, Neil, you okay?
I'm just looking for somewhere else to plug this into so it will charge.
Why isn't it? Is it the cord?
It's not giving me any it's maintaining the
Is it maintaining low tones?
It's maintaining the cancer status that
Bring
it had.
Bring the plug onto the other side. Please
let this moment be notified to the judges.
He'll just spin it around.
Of the podcast
awards. Like you can. Never mind.
There we go. Fucking cut the shit out, Cash.
There goes my hero. Watch him as he runs. What?
Watch him as he runs.
That's what they say, right?
Nope.
Oh,
goes.
I think it's goes.
Yeah, it's ghost.
I think it's goes.
Goes.
Vanity.
I think it's gozer.
Running really fast.
Don't gozer.
Sweet as the lyrics to the Foo Fighters album.
So that was did anything crazy happen at the show besides
a bunch of crazy, not shitty.
He did just say that they sacrificed a goat on stage.
Well, yeah, but like
several goats.
It was really great.
It was.
There was a real everyone goes outside in between bands. So Watain is known for bringing raw meat and like hanging it up on stage and having it be so olfactorily punishing. That like people will leave, but it's like the dark evil experience you want to have a black metal show like engulf you in like every sense is fucked up.
Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision, exactly. They didn't get too stinky at this show, but my buddy Gauntlet, who saw the show in Detroit and convinced me to go see it when it was in LA, texted me. I was outside and everyone was funneling back into the venue for Watain.
Yeah.
And I was in the single file black metal line of everyone in front of me.
Man, they're separating lines.
So many people, and everyone intimidated me there, of course. And Gauntlet texts me right as we're getting inside. Hey, now you're about to see Watain, so you're gonna think the fattest guy in the world shit his pants. Nope, it's just Watain, and you paid to be there. And I started laughing my big goofy asshole laugh in line with all these black metal dudes. And I just got out of line and went to the back of the line.
You revoked your...
Yeah, I was like... Now,
the clientele with this, is this mostly Latino?
They were present. It was...
I think that was a racist sound.
Lots of Heshers.
No, it's not. It's because it's East LA and it's metal and it's Los Angeles.
No, the
and
sound
metal.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. That you're right. That is very...
Neil's a bad dude. We're good.
Neil's a bad dude.
Alhambra's even east of East LA.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's
It's easier to get to than the El Rey, though.
That's beast.
You got that right, local humor.
Yo, Boom, exactly.
Neil, what's up with that? It's the sound thing is like crunching in my. Yeah, is it just my headphones? God, what a fucking disaster this is.
Coming a little late.
It's not even coming through.
We'll start
over
midnight. It's going through the speakers, but not the regular shit.
Try using this one.
No, because that one just fucking. Up,
Why aren't you drinking?
I am. I have a beer over here. It's making my face turn red.
What are you Asian? All right.
Here we go. We got PC Cast over here on East LA.
So what was the rest of the show like?
It was wonderful. The whole thing was great. I can't recommend any of these bands more than saying this. It was wonderful. Check them out.
Cool. All right. We're going to break for a song because it's been quite a while.
Put on In Solitude.
I got
maybe
stuff.
Later on.
No. We don't. No. On our own personal
later,
time.
I'm going to play you In Solitude. Pot How about that?
Yeah.
We got to be pot safe.
But also, we got to play some bands that submitted their shit.
In Solitude would, but they're killing stuff.
There we go.
Scott's fired.
Scotch is fired.
So we're going to...
Scotch fired.
This was submitted to us. Murakai Tosca is the name of the... Murakai Tosca is the name of the band. Brittle Bones is the name of the track. Let's drink more.
With weird veins and brittle bones, it's a wonder my body doesn't fall apart. The heart can only put out as much as it can dig. And right now, mine is running dry. Bite the bullet, shoot to the wound. Before it begins to beat, and we're honest men before we speak, and we're set for heaven, but we'll damn ourselves to hell. My soul!
Logging out of all those apps when I'm not using them. Because then you just, it's like, do I really want to check this?
What are you talking about?
Am I going to punch in the whole fucking code and everything? Do I need to check Twitter?
Oh, you took Twitter off your phone?
No, I left them on, but I log out when I log out.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like, you got to fucking punch in the whole
thing. I took Facebook off of my phone. I took Tumblr off my phone. I took Twitter off for a bit. But yeah, I know what you mean. It just...
Yeah.
you kind of learn to not care about most people's shit.
Well, yeah. It's not even not caring. It's just like getting out of that loop, that like that fucking hit the button, get the pellet kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram to Twitter.
It's the little,
Instagram
to Twitter. Yeah. You know,
Facebook,
it's funny.
Instagram, Twitter. Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, like that Portlandia sketch.
Do Tumblr and those other things.
That was like that Portlandia sketch where they just like, got caught
right.
in a loop.
But no, I really feel it sometimes. And I'm like.
Yeah, me too.
And now.
Instagram.
Basically, what I've done is I've shunned the others, and now I read Reddit all the time.
That's right. You got way into Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit's so good, though.
Yeah, Reddit references.
Well,
you go to that Today I Learned thing, and you learn a bunch of shit.
Oof. Yeah.
It's like, today I learned, and then you see this thing, and then you read it, and you go, oh, no, and then this one guy says, no, you didn't learn that, because that's not true.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty dramatic.
Pretty dramatic?
Dramatic.
Aww. Oh, I forgot. I got
really
the soundboard
great.
Up now.
Hey. Hey, you know what? You know, having the soundboard up is a good enough a time as any to get into a Twitter game.
Podcast award.
All right, so since it's a Halloween episode, we're gonna go
up Jensen's thing.
We're gonna pull up Jensen Karp at Jensen Karp 88 came up with a game today of Halloween rappers. Not Halloween candy wrapper, silly.
Oh, that would be
what fun! What fun I have!
Oh,
what fun!
Here we are.
We're just having fun. We're just friends having fun. It's a
so
good fun, friendly time. All of us.
So much fun.
So much fun. Adam, how much fun are we having?
So much fun.
So much fun. He's so right. Fun.
Scale of 1 to 10. How much fun are we having?
Monday.
How dare you?
11 out of 10.
How dare you even try to make this into a scale?
It's post scale.
Late breaking news: a guy named Propellerhead. At Propellerhe.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just fascinated by that spelling.
What's wrong with you?
Not much. he responded to me, gum DMC.
Oh. All right, so
That's a good amuse-bouche, to borrow a Dave Clock term.
So,
Clock came up with that term?
He didn't come up with
it. So, at Jensen Clan 88... At Jensen Clan 88 came up with a Halloween candy
Jensen
or Halloween wrappers.
Jensen Karp, owner of
Gallery 1988, employee over at Jash.com.
Employer at Jash.com.
Yeah, sure. So this is what I thought the game was the whole thing was horror movies and rappers' names. That's the route I went.
Right.
And I peaked with my first.
Okay.
Which was...
I wish I could play some spooky music.
I can play some spooky music. Right, fucking... Nope.
Ooh. Oh, I think we could just pull this from people who might have been on the show.
So, I this is a Halloween rappers, DM Exorcist.
That was pretty strong. Opening.
Y'all about to make me spin my head up in here, up in here. Come on, that was
Hey, Mike Henry has one. It's just a carved-out cutout of Ted Danson face killer.
Jesus,
that's a two-parter. You got to read the one before that where he says,
"Nope." Here's another one. NWACHUD. The band NWA. All right,
so we're just reading our own. Okay, so my first one was Hell P.
Yep. Hell P, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Nightmare on the Streets. The rapper, the British rapper.
British rapper.
Yeah. He's always talking about birds.
Or Nightmare on Cocky Streets.
Oh, I saw someone had that. Someone had that. I saw that. That's great.
This was by far my most successful one. KRS, one piece of candy per child.
This was one that got... I had a couple that got me pretty shunned. Tupac Shakur, You Afraid of the Dark.
Oh, boy.
Come from Dave Clark. That's a...
LL Ghoul J.
Yeah. The Puppet Master P.
Excellent.
Here's another one. Dead Snow.
I had... RZA blades in your hidden in your candy.
I don't get that at all.
I spit on your grave diggers.
I love it now.
Ryan Case at Film 114 said Last House on the Left Eye Lopez.
Ooh, I like that one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not technically a rapper, more of an R&B.
My De La Soul to Take.
She raps Ooh. Enough.
Houseu of Pain.
Kill Wayne.
No, 99. This was one that Neil didn't like, is because it's not a
Looked up the name of the rapper.
No. I deleted that one right when you called me out on it. This is another one. It was Friday the 13th.
Because there was one movie? Rapper in the movie Friday,
and it had like one of the biggest like rap soundtracks of all time. It was like that and Judgment Night.
That is true. Judgment Maybe. Night invented a whole genre of terrible rap. Music.
Yes, it really did.
It was kind of a stretch. I had Childish Candino.
Oh. Dave, this seems like something you would be really good at.
Anything about either of these things.
Gucci Slane.
That's true. You're not into horror movies.
Yeah, I'm sitting here racking my brain and only coming up with M&Ms.
Yeah.
This is my ultimate and my final contribution. Was I'm going to Chuck D's Necco wafers and boxes of raisins unless you want them.
I like that. That's wonderful.
Monster House of Pain.
Oh, okay.
I just came
at Joel G. Hodgson says Bone Thugs and More Bones.
Excellent.
Yeah. And also Dave Clock at K-Man Worldwide says hashtag Halloween rappers is the farthest out of my depth hashtag since hashtag Bible Camp Memories. And that's it for the Twitter game.
None of you assholes got to participate.
Involved.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Neil. Usually there's a little fucking.
I played the thing. What happened?
Okay, that's Twitter games.
Round.
That is Twitter Nobody. Games. Nobody. So yeah, sorry, we didn't like. I was busy all
we
day.
We did one over the weekend though too.
Yeah, we did, and it was just fun. We should have went back to that.
That was just
one.
For fun. That was just for
fun. That's just for us.
We'll do food bands again.
We'll do food bands again. We'll take all the ones you guys submitted before.
And by the way,
then.
Food Ooh. Bands same as fat bands. Don't. Don't draw attention to it.
Well, now I feel like since there's now a game show on TV that seems to have taken our Twitter games. It's all right.
Yeah, we came up with
shit.
That cash.
Shots
yeah,
totally fired. Did. Hold on.
It's do called it. At Do Midnight, it. Which you Do can it. See me, Jonah Ray, on this Monday.
Hey,
Comedy Central at midnight. I will be on the At Midnight show with what's that host's name?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, right?
Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
I love Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey Wick.
Steve Harvey Wick. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's my Halloween costume.
Hey, did we play Hate Song for Brains by Andrew Jackson Jihad?
Nope.
No.
I'm going to play that song. This is Hate Song for Brains by Andrew Jackson Jihad.
I'm saying nope.
Even if we did, I still like that.
Because the things I think sometimes are so judgmental and lame. I've got everything I want except my set of expectations won't stay the same. Man, I really, really hate my brain. I hate my brain. I hate my brain. I used to be a Spider-Man. I've seen something like that this week, and I just can't shake, I cannot shake that feeling that one day that man in the mask will be me. I hate my brain, I hate my brain. I hate my brain, because the things I think sometimes are so judgmental. I've got everything I want except my set of expectations.
same.
We are on.
That was all pretty funny. I thought that the rest of that should have been on too.
Well, the whole when the elephant chimes things, or yeah, when you were going Willie, when you were yelling, "I'm not on mic."
Yeah, my whole "I'm not on mic." it kind of see you guys laugh.
We're laughing at. We're not laughing necessarily at the thing you said. It's the thing you said. Oh, Neil, you just rig-rolled us. You just gone in Rickroll, no? Dave.
Clock. Our guest.
K-Man.
Oh, worldwide.
I left your gift at home. I'm sorry. I'll give that to you.
Your presence is a gift, Cash.
Oh, here's a funny thing I found.
You brought me cash.
Here's a funny thing I found in the new releases of Ardeo. It's Lindsey Stirling. It's electronica dubstep violin music.
for the
overachiever who still wants to party, Lindsey Stirling.
No, it's cool, guys. Like I go to music lessons right after school, but I'm still cool.
This came out on Lindsey Stump Records, no relation. This is ZZ's. Oh, here comes the drop. I'm gonna do some Molly, but then I'm gonna do some Adderall to stay up and study.
Yeah, that's
some homework. Here we go. Ooh.
Halftime.
Oh,
isn't that funny?
The internet's like, telling us what to do.
Like the two, most reprehensible in my view activities, both occur when halftime strikes.
Wait, what?
Like, there's like, you know, football games, like halftime, let's go like punch each other and drink fucking Natural Light in the parking lot. And then when dubstep songs drop to halftime.
I remember one time Neil and I were driving around in Los Feliz and I rolled down the windows and started playing dubstep real loud and he almost jumped out of the car. He was so embarrassed. And I didn't want to find a parking spot until I could find a place on the street where there was people hanging out.
I don't want to get time for
it. Do you remember about 3 years ago I saw you and Howard Kramer on the sidewalk and I wanted to pull over to say hi? And I was more focused on being able to wave, and I just drove up onto the sidewalk.
Yes, I do. I remember that.
Oh, no.
It was on Beverly, right?
It was on Hillhurst.
It was on Hillhurst?
Over by Hillhurst. And I was just like, boom, bam, boom, boom. Hey, it's me, Dave.
It's me, Dave.
Yeah. Oh. I should have driven right into Lil Dom's.
Yeah. Oh, man. The fact that our friend Dom doesn't go to Lil Dom's more is really upsetting to me.
He might.
Well, he'd be a destitute homeless person if he went there.
To Lil Dom's?
It's a pricey spot.
Oh, yeah. No, it's an expensive place. It's for expensive boozers.
That's a treat spot.
Yeah, that's what. But you know,
they got
what?
Meals with speck.
Yep.
What does that mean?
That's a rare pork.
It's
a rare cut of pork that comes from Italy.
You know, I'd rather go to the mess hall any time of the week.
Oh, mess
anyone
hall
here go
really
to Animal
expensive.
Tonight? Raising my hand.
Oh.
Dave Whoa! Puck went to we'll find out if tonight. Jonah went.
Oh, raisins.
Nope.
Zanku chicken.
What do you get? What do you get, Zanku?
I get a chicken kebab plate, no rice. I get tabbouleh on there instead. And the tabbouleh is underneath the chicken kebab. All the grease and sauces from the chicken roll into the tabbouleh, and it makes it so much more better.
Nice.
Mm. What's tabbouleh?
Tabbouleh is parsley and just tasteless shit, chopped up. And so you kind of have to.
The hummus and it makes it great.
It's like Hungarian salsa.
I don't want anything.
Hungarian
to do
salsa.
It's okay, but like that's one of the things. The thing is, it's tough, you know, because when you go to Zanku, they toss over like two, like, you know, what's the Armenian tortillas?
Pitas,
yeah.
Armenian tortillas.
Armenian tortillas.
Ah, I hate This is not Reddit's learned something.
No, no.
Today I learned.
You actually learn less on this show.
I forgot a decent amount when I listened to that.
Really. Yeah. But you know, every time they do it, they throw them in there. I go, you know, there's a reason I didn't get any rice, so I'm not going to have any carbs. But I'm not going to touch that stuff. I should have said no, but I forgot to. It's in the bag. It's okay. And then I'm like, well, I'll just have a little piece. Because I still have some of that garlic paste left over.
That garlic butter is so
It's not garlic horse. Butter. It's like
not butter?
It's like garlic something.
It's garlic and shortening. It's texture. I have like no taste buds left after my 20s.
Really?
What do you do in your 20s?
Eli pudding.
I'm sorry?
You like pudding.
Eli pudding.
No, it's just like sweets and... I don't know.
Sweets, spice, salty stuff, water. Power. It's all Greek to me.
But like a good chewy piece of bread. Oh.
You know what you want to eat? You want the best chewy piece of bread? You go to Paris, France.
No, you don't. You go to fucking Indian restaurants.
Ooh,
that
naan. Ooh, naan.
See, you couldn't have said that. More like a fucking Boston dude.
GTFO. Yeah. I'm saying that's like a toasted. That's like half a pancake, but like with crispiness.
What the fucking?
Let's get into it.
You're a fucking naan bread.
Naan bread. Nana.
Thin pancake.
Nana.
I'm also doing like the rudest thing you can do to the person making the joke in a podcast is pull the mic away from your mouth as far as possible.
While you're laughing?
Yeah. Just saying time. Great joke.
Visual.
Yeah.
You want to know something fun that I just remembered? Just
what?
While we were talking about that, because you said Nan. Or no, I said Nan. Then you said Boston. And then I said Nana. My Nana, my grandparents, they had like this, you know, they had this three-story house to house all their children because they had like a million kids and whatever.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason at that time, you had like a, you know, you had like working toilets and shit. But then you had a thing in the backyard that was like a metal lid with a foot lever that you opened and you threw all your waste food down.
Oh,
this,
yeah,
like,
the compost.
No, it's not compost. It was just like a food rot hole. It was just like, it didn't do anything. Like, it wasn't like, oh, and then that goes, and then someone picks it up and makes it into beautiful flower beds. It was like, no, just put your food shit down here, because no one had, like, sink aerator. The
garbage disposals?
The garbage disposals. So it was like, you took the gunk in the strainer at the bottom of your sink every night, and you threw it in this bag, and you took the chicken bones and all the other shit. You put it in a separate bag, and then you threw it down this fucking hole.
How much plastic is in this food compost thing?
Not any, because it was all paper bags and shit up until fucking 1989 or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it was just like, to me and my cousins, it was like this never-ending story, kind of like Netherworld, like, oh, like, let's open it and see what's down there.
Oh, nice.
And you would open it up, and there would be slugs crawling up the fucking
place. Oh, shit.
You'd be like, oh, monsters.
Oh, man. I'm glad monsters showed up at the end of that story, because I had this ready to go.
Neil, you seem pumped about this.
Heartbroken. I think that maybe we should...
So many.
We'll do that at the end, right? We have to, because it has to be at the top. Yeah. We'll do it at the end. Neil. Neil.
That bottom lip.
He's such a child.
Well done. That award is on its way.
Oh, man. I'm glad we served up the biggest pile of shit for right after the podcast award nominations, a thing that no one probably pays attention to.
I love that we don't even know the name of
We have
shit.
No idea.
Guys, so I'm the only one that's going to go to the ceremony?
Dude, what if... Oh, what if we all just rented tuxedos?
Dude, get an RV!
Here's the fucking deal, though. Minimum entry fee, $270 per person.
What?
Wow. Really?
like a fucking guest pass. Like, you don't get to go to any of the live podcasts or anything. You get to go to like the award ceremony. Is like $270. Then like, oh, carte blanche. You get to like show up for the whole 3 days of this bullshit thing.
When is it?
It's January.
January like 5th through whatever.
Let's fucking do it.
I'm not doing anything.
Let's do it. Let's all just go.
The fucking real path to like actually go to everything that you can go to is like $1,500.
I got it.
That's dumb. I kind of take back what I just said.
I know. I got excited.
Start a pass for Dave Anthony and just send him in our stead.
Just have him like arm him with a flamethrower.
Yeah.
What if we got like we just went to the ceremony? We all rented tuxedos. Like anyone that's like I'll put down money for anyone that's ever been on the show. Like any of our friends that want to go. I'm talking about.
But that's the thing. For the one day that we would all want to go and like rally for our.
And then
costs would be like $270 a person.
It's kind of worth it. What if we started a Kickstarter?
But that's the thing. Dude, the guy created the show has a Kickstarter.
Oh, boy.
And he's only reached half his goal. He needs to raise $4,000 to put on this award show.
Oh.
And he's only got two.
That's only.
And he's charging $1,500.
That's four people buying tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it really is.
And then, like, he acts like it's different things. And then you kind of click through and you realize that, like, the nine companies that are involved in this whole thing are all him.
Oh.
It's pretty shady.
Unless we're going to take advantage of the shell game, we should expose it.
He does have a super sweet podcast setup, though.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's got, like, the fucking bring it in.
I saw him. But he also doesn't know how to say Marin.
Yeah.
This is Mark Marone.
Mark Marone.
Yeah.
The guy's won 2 years in a row. Mark Maron's won 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row.
In absentia.
2 years in a row.
He's won the last 2 years. And
Dave's taking a bow.
Give it to him, Neil. Stop getting on your fucking hate speech, Ran. And give it to the fucking... Oh, Dave, that was a good one.
What are you doing? We don't play that when people do a good job.
Sorry.
Oh.
We do that for the listener segment. That's it.
Well, then what do I play then?
Fucking applause.
Oh!
Ooh.
Nailed it!
Is one of those Dave Clock yelling nailed it?
I think it is.
I'm super impressed that like one of these is called Nailed It Official.
That's yours. Oh, Bill Taggart.
And the other one is just, oh yeah, it's the other Nailed It.
I think the other one's me yelling it.
I think so too.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, is that you?
Yeah. I was so excited nailed the first it. Time I was on this podcast because you yelling nailed it made my week once. So when I got out, like literally like you guys said like, okay, here's Jonah Radio. I yelled nailed it like immediately.
Nailed it.
Wait, you want to hear Dave's?
Nailed it.
That's really? Not me?
That's totally Dave.
I feel like it sounds like me.
Which right? New, like which is, I think it is.
Which is Cash's new produced podcast, Totally Dave.
Totally Dave.
Totally Dave!
And no, what subtitle,
what was it?
Meals I've Eaten and Dogs I've Met.
No one's been asking about dogs I've met recently.
Have you met
we still haven't even gotten into the fucking weird thing that happened last night.
I winked at a pug today while driving.
I'm sure it noticed.
That was today. What happened last night? What was so weird that happened in the last night?
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, so yesterday was Lawrence's 30th birthday.
Ew.
Lawrence,
you remember from the podcast?
Yeah, last podcast. This one?
He had maybe a friend. He just got hired at American Apparel.
Who did?
Lawrence did.
So, oh, as a model?
Absolutely. As part of their broad torso.
Finally, something that fits me.
You're used to narrow men. Check out our new broad torso section.
Shit, I would fucking clean up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what? Just my luck, though. Broad torsos, short torsos.
Broad and short.
Short torsos.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just want to shoot some pictures of Lawrence, like, in jail.
Clearing sides of a chair.
bent over.
Yeah, so what happened?
Rubbing shoulders on an airplane.
You know we're getting real off track when Adam's fucking moving it along.
Get in line. He had a friend in town who runs a clothing company that had rented out. This is how he put it to me. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't the truth. He says, I have a friend in town who runs a clothing company, and he rented out a bar for his clothing company's line, like, production, like a, you know, their line is dropping. So they rented out a bar. Liquor will be free.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good...
Starts at 10 on a Sunday.
Oh, that's crazy.
You go, hey, it's your 30th birthday. I'll go to whatever. Sounds great. Your 30th birthday. We got to do something for your birthday. We get there.
Where is it?
It's at the bar next to the Museum of Death.
Oh, that's on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Museum of Death, is that one of the... That's the Scientology one, right?
No.
Of
psychiatric. This is the one with the big, like, black
like before
and white
Vine, I think, right? East
it's
side of Vine.
From a Toyota dealership.
Oh, yeah, near Florentine Gardens. Florentine Gardens here. Fun fact, you can see there's a Fat Lip video.
Yeah.
That was filmed right in front of there.
That's a great
point. He left his wallet in El Segundo.
Wrong guy.
It wasn't Fat Lip. Might have also been
directed
by Spike Jones.
Wait,
Fat Lip was in the Far Side. Who?
They were Bay Area.
No, they were down here. They were.
Are you sure?
No.
Plenty
no.
of fish and
Tribe Called Quest lost the wallet in El Segundo. Yeah.
Yes.
What's the song about? Yeah, fuck it.
Did he get his wallet back?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
We get there. It's normally a $50 a person entrance.
Jesus.
Into this club.
What?
How many naked ladies are there?
Right.
And why are you going to it?
His buddy is throwing some event for his clothing company.
Okay.
His buddy comes down, takes us out of line. It's Lawrence, me, and Garrett. We're all there.
Clubbers, if I ever saw.
And also, that's my favorite thing. Like from like when I was like going to these kinds of clubs, is having like being a schlubby guy in a line, and like texting my friend that's like the DJ or the manager or the promoter, and then just have him come out, and I get to go by all these people that are dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
And I'm still in my fucking ArcLight movie theater outfit with my name tag that says Homeward Bound: The Incredible Journey.
Two guys with you got Home Depot. You. Like, I just brought them for fucking Club Lane parking.
I was dressed up to the best of my abilities, which is still less than appropriate.
That's an American Apparel shirt, right?
Yeah, you know, K-Man hand-me-downs. But
wait, you handed them down from
yourself? I've always been at the receiving end of down-handing. Yes, Neil and I are wearing the same shirt.
Micro gingham.
Just learned that today from now.
Does not work on camera very well.
Oh.
No, that Moray's. Yeah, you know what? I'm Moray in real life.
Oh, yeah. Like a Neil?
Here we go. So we get brought
in. It's a head nod, not a lot.
Maybe getting drunker wasn't the best idea for this.
We get brought into this place, and we go into a room that could hold 200 people. There's about 12. There is what looks like projected on the wall, I would call a 99 to 2001 screensaver.
Toasters flying by.
A DJ who looks like he's micromanaging 15 complicated tasks, but it's just boom, 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 boom.
He's stressed out behind that deck, huh?
What's he doing? And what is he trying to do that's coming out as boom, 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 boom? I don't know. I think he pressed play.
Well, each of those booms is coming from a completely different album. Yeah.
Well,
that's what's impressive. Yeah.
But it was
also,
so
intense. Public service announcements, public service announcement to everyone. Don't go to work on drugs.
Don't go to work on drugs. Yeah.
Not at all.
Take them when you're there.
You're going to look stressed out.
Yes.
People are going to notice.
It was so loud. We get moved over towards a table where there's bottle service. Garrett finds a menu, shows it to me. Bottle service for that night. What we were looking at sitting around was like thousands of dollars.
No way.
Yeah. And Lawrence says, booze is free. And then Lawrence had said, turns out his buddy said, yo, I got you all night. It's your birthday. And we went, oh, that means your booze is free. And Lawrence goes, yeah, but I'll get you guys. So Lawrence's interpretation of a good night is him getting drunk for free, driving us home after paying for our drinks. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So we get up there, and this guy's like, yo, enjoy, like, here, like, bottle service. Like, you know, sit with these people you don't know in this loud room. We have to scream at each other. And there's 12 people in a big empty room. And I just left.
Really?
I was like, this is Lawrence gave me a drink ticket, and I went like, listen, this is better used by you on your birthday. I'm gonna go home. This is my personal hell. This is my 9/11 Vietnam all rolled together in one. I'm going to go home.
What I love about our generation is our ability to really understand the problems of other generations.
I know that there was a loud beat going on during Vietnam, and that was the problem.
That was the problem.
We went there to unplug the PA.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was just that North Vietnamese army was just so loud.
I knew everyone was ripped on some kind of Viet Bong, and shit was fucked, and it was such good cron that it made your fucking legs fall off, and then you fucking born on the 4th of July all over your parents. And fucking you start a shrimp company and then get fucking space legs and help your retarded friend.
Caiman shrimp.
At what point did he get space legs?
That was the whole thing.
That was
like,
towards the end. Yeah.
That was at the end where he had like he's
a
like
different guy.
Y'all got magic legs, Lieutenant Dan.
That was a different guy.
I know that was the nothing I was saying was fucking right.
Oh, okay.
This place was a guy.
I also went to the Bubblegum Shrimp Company for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
I've never gone.
Cash off, Mike. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
We will. Something that Neil and I came up with.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
That's all right.
Real quick. Neil and I came up with. What's the last chain restaurant you went to?
Last chain restaurant I went to.
Panda Express for lunch. Today.
Jack in the Box last week.
Oh. Zanku today.
It's not really.
Yeah, it's semi chain. Yeah. Sort
local,
of local
regional chain, you're right. Okay.
Bigger chain.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Fridays or I'm trying to think of like the low end of it.
I went to Red Robin twice last week.
Red Robin.
There's a Red Robin and
that's acceptable.
Applebee's.
You went to Applebee's?
No, I didn't go to Applebee's.
Oh. But that would be acceptable.
Yeah, it's a chain.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Did we go to No, we didn't go to any chains up there. I went to Jack in the Box like a while ago.
I gotta say those fucking midnight munchie meals are so good, and I realize I'm exactly
that
the target demographic.
What is it?
Yeah, have you seen the commercials?
Oh yeah, it's just for potheads late at night, but they're so fucking good.
That is an admission of like repeat offenderism.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've tried out there's like four options. I've been four times. I have tried out every option.
Gotta try every option.
I went once, like after the Thrilling Adventure shoot. I got a bunch of fucking Jack in the Box.
That's the one on Alvarado? I mean Glendale?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What is it?
That was where, like, I was rounding. I rounded third, and then I hit that Jack in the Box, and I just slid home from there.
You know, I can't remember the last chain I was at to, besides, like, a coffee shop, I guess, or something like that.
That's crazy. I literally go to one every day.
You hit that Del Taco up here.
No, you know, I'm actually. No, no. I
lost the craving? Yeah.
No, I have it all the time. I just
you got better at ignoring it.
I've been just getting better at like not doing the late night eating and
fixing the fix.
Yeah. See, you're like dude. This is Dave. Dave's like showing off his belly right now. Like it's like what a disaster. That's me on the fucking like when I was like 20. That's like you pulled up your shirt is like the best fit.
I'm 20 years old though.
I gotta say, I feel like this is the lowest we've ever gotten, and also our inevitable conclusion is just us showing our stomachs to each other.
Yeah,
I can pull it.
Do you guys want to turn this thing into like kind of like the view for dudes?
The dew.
The dudes.
Let's break for a song and another drink. How about that?
How about it?
How about it?
Panda Express has a new chicken breast.
That's just great.
I crushed it today.
Here's a song by Giant Surfs.
Giant Surfs.
This is off the album Weird Headspace.
Places that you wanna be.
That's a great idea.
All right, that was...
We don't even have to go.
Wide Open Spaces. Tuxedos. That was Wide Open Spaces by Giant Surfs. That was sent to us by our friends over at Night Owls Print, which is a pretty nice little company that sent me some really cool shit.
Only print at night, I guess.
Great time to print.
It's cool. Dry.
Oh, man.
Refreshing.
Setting up for a good time.
Yeah. Why are you trying to do competing soundboards?
Just want a million so you drive the brand new band.
Is that Guy Fieri?
I want to have now. That's what I'm talking about. And don't you know it's day.
Sorry. I don't think I'll ever get bored of that.
If you could get Jonah Radio sponsored by a restaurant around here, which would it be?
Probably Mixed Two.
Oh, really? Kale salads every day.
Oh, God. But what the fuck was that, Adam?
Wow.
No, I love that salad so much now, and I've been trying to recreate it at home.
You can't, man.
I've come close, but not there.
Pine nuts and olive oil. That's...
Is that what they use? Pine nuts?
I think it's
a lemon vinaigrette.
And then they also like do their kale pretty like they've got
it's real soft.
Yeah.
I can't do a chopped kale. It just feels like
I can't do a chopped kale.
I need like the big stalky like leafy kind, cuz when it's all chopped up it just feels like I'm eating someone's garbage. Feels like I'm eating like paper shreds.
You gotta massage the kale, tenderize that shit.
Yeah, you gotta get into
it. I'm not massaging shit.
With some olive oil and stuff.
What about that? I like that taco place down the street too. What's that place?
Hugo's?
Hugo's is pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's like
it's
a big, greasy, terrible fucking. It's like Taco Bell, but like made by a guy that.
No, it is not.
Concludes the regional Mexican food part of the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in.
That was so divisive. You don't get to kneel that.
Also, I don't remember asking you a goddamn
thing. Yeah, oh, man. I love it when it works.
Oh, here's something. I realize this is coming out on Halloween, but this is something Neil and I came up with over the weekend. If you're having a party, here's what you do. Set up your MP3 playlist for the night, but go get a set of headphones, hang them over your DJ station, and have a ghost DJ all night.
That's fun.
Detroit, Bill Taggett,
you are my fucking hero. This is probably my favorite one.
Is that Tim Allen?
That is Tim Allen. Yeah, did I ever tell you guys? Well, I was in a movie called Mama's Boy.
Oh, brag much?
Yeah. I was in the Warner Independent straight to video movie Mama's Boy. I was in one scene. Did it go in theaters?
You're thinking Grandma's Boy.
Yeah. No, Mama's Boy was starring John Heder. I think Jeff Daniels and
Detroit Sound.
Someone else.
The Newsroom's Jeff Daniels.
Detroit Dumb and Dumber Sound. 2's Jeff Daniels. I was in a scene with John Heder.
Jonah Radio.
Millionaire Simon Helberg.
Jonah Radio.
And millionaire Adam Devine.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Really? So it was like us in a scene. Because
you were playing nerds.
Nerds. And we were all started like just joking around about how that should be like a thing that happens in life, where it's just like anytime anyone does anything dumb in the news, it would just be and John Heder just didn't know how to do that sound, so he would just go, everyone would go, he would go, huh?
I don't get that.
That's a pretty good John Heder.
Yeah. Huh?
I don't know, Mormon, Tim.
Maybe we can watch TV growing up.
What?
He's Mormon. Maybe
that's true.
Watch TV.
That's true. That's some Napoleon Dynamite shit.
shit.
Oh yeah.
I used to drive by Tim Allen's house and just look in his windows.
Oh, that's right. Detroit, right?
You bet.
Oh shit.
Okay, so I had my my phone open and accidentally hit the voice text thing, and so now I have. You guys want to hear what Siri thought we were just saying?
No.
Oh, I got slammed by Adam.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
See, this is pretty greasy, terrible Taco Bell, La La Regional Whole Mexican Food Podcast, and Elizabeth's supervisor and you works of his event at Everyone is Going to Halloween, but this is something I couldn't over the weekend. If you're having a party, here's what you do. Everything, please.
Wow.
Yeah.
Siri's working overtime.
That's better than what I heard.
That's pretty much just what Siri. You said. Yeah. So,
oh, yeah, no, that's a good point.
There's a few things for me.
Oh, there is this. Well, then I like it.
Oh, great.
Friend.
Here's an email we got. Forward. Is this the future of garage rock? Hey, Jonah. I thought you might be interested in giving this a spin on your radio podcast. Now, it's not a podcast. It's a radio. Cheers, Gerard Daly, Melbourne, Australia. Is this the future of garage rock? The Even Stevens have never played a gig. They have never even played in the same room together. Don't let that put you off. Too late. The band is a culmination of two Melbourne, Australia's premier DIY home recordists who have joined force. Wait, so they live in the same fucking town?
Ugh.
Oh, wow. We're both worst. Bedridden.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's fucking. It's Charlie's parents or grandparents. Yeah.
You're also thinking about in terms of like American cities where Melbourne is fairly super large.
Well, this is the world's first iron lung band where everybody's in an iron lung.
Yeah.
My beeps and his beeps make great beeps.
We've joined forces in studios to create a nice two-minute piece of garage rock history, a song about dancing when everything else is going wrong. Do the Disaster. And the name is the Even Stevens suggests three separate singles of Do the Disaster. What? Ooh, they spelled favorite with a U.
Australians.
Gerard Daly is the other mastermind behind the Even Stevens, singing and playing the rock and roll guitar.
Other mastermind? Not applicable. That is an oxymoron.
Ooh, applicable.
Yeah, motherfucker, that's not applicable. It's an oxymoron.
It is. You can't have two masterminds. There's one mastermind. It's like an emperor or a dictator.
Well, he normally spends his spare time in a home studio, but after releasing several solo albums and EPs, he felt it was time to form a gang once more. What, by not seeing any of them?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Braille gang.
And when the riff for Do the Disaster came to him, he knew he needed to take it to the top. After a Red Cross rock show earlier this year, he asked Status Joe.
Wait, the band Red Cross?
Yes, the band Red Cross.
Oh, man.
He asked Status Joe if he would bring her bass out of retirement and complete the gang. Status Joe obliged, and the Even Stevens were formed.
Status Joe is a woman?
These days, technology has made it possible for garage bands to exist outside of the galvanized walls, and the Even Stevens have turned this possibility into reality. Come on, people, do the disaster.
Galvanized walls of what? Of a walk-in
freezer? Of a garage.
Those walls aren't galvanized.
They are in Australia, apparently.
Okay, I want to listen to this. I want this to be good.
I want it to be good, too.
No, I got to fucking...
Rooting for you, despite our heckles.
Yeah, and, you know, we're just... Because we're just going to make fun of whatever, but...
Nobody got time for this.
I don't know. Like, it's like, for me, being in a band and playing in a garage, it's not about the music. It's fucking hanging out. It's your clubhouse. It's just hanging out with your friends. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong? It's like, and this may be one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. But right now, like, I don't care what technology is doing where you can fucking be in a band with someone that you've never seen. What's the fucking point?
Right. Yeah.
What's the point? Like, fucking, if you're going to play an instrument, fucking find another dude in your town that also plays. One dude that also plays drums, and then find that guy. You might not like him, but hey, after hanging out with him a bunch, after fucking, you know, you get out of work and playing some songs and have some beers, you're going to end up having and being friends. Like, this is really starting to. And this now I'm starting to sound like an old man.
Nah, because like.
I would agree.
Yeah, because playing by yourself is like masturbation. It gets you by, but it's a whole lot fun with other people around.
Hey, Adam, that's a really good insight.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
Can't wait to masturbate later.
I'll be right over.
Oh, man. Yeah, thank you for listening and thanks for sending stuff in. But and I don't mean to do
it. Yeah, guys, get together.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that we can say, get in the same room and masturbate.
Get together.
Great subreddits.
I'd like it to be good. I want it to be really good.
That's it. That's the song.
Don't want it. Just let it.
Just play the song. Let's
it's downloading.
Oh, wait,
there is a thing. I feel like Australians are very into podcasts. You guys get that feeling at all?
What? No, what? You only get that feeling because you listen to Walking the Room and they have an obsession with Australia. But
yeah, they do.
But well, no, it's because Australia has an obsession with them.
Yeah,
a little bit, but I think there's a bit of people have a longer commutes there. I think that there's a lot of people listening to one continuous thing because they travel through several radio zones and they don't want to change the channel, so they'd rather have one continuous program.
Do you know Adelaide, east and west, is time zone difference by half an hour?
Really?
Yeah.
That's grody.
One town?
That's weird.
What the fuck
one
does
town.
Half an hour time differences?
Adelaide.
That's terrible.
Like these that make you want to chill and jump.
That's right.
That would be... It's good for like if you're running
like
for a movie.
I feel like we should do away with that whole time zone thing. Not everything. Time zones, but like the
fall back, fall
yeah,
forward.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah!
Well, that was one. That was actually one of Obama's because that thing would collapse. But it was one of the things he said. He's like, we should just get rid of.
He did.
Daylight
do,
savings
he,
time.
They did slide it.
Bush shortened it.
Bush shortened it. It's so stupid.
And there's like two states that don't go by it at all. Like,
yeah, Hawaii doesn't change.
Hawaii doesn't change.
Arizona.
I think a couple other states. I think it's not just. I think it's one or two.
All right.
Arizona
ready?
Also doesn't recognize Martin Luther King Day. But
all right, this is the Even Stevens.
Really this is the band that's never met.
South of Mexico, where the man in the mirror met the man in the moon. All hell broke loose. And all the things that you wanna see, from Mad Max 1 right through the loophole speed. When the line broke, it ain't no joke. Here, we're all gonna die, cause these boats don't flow. Oh yeah.
All right, so that was the Even Stevens with "Do the Disaster."
Good
now,
garage.
That was a good garage tune. Yeah. But imagine if you guys were all in the same room playing that,
looking at each other,
yeah. Looking at each other,
making
having fun.
O faces.
Oh man, that drummer! I could just tell the faces he'd pull.
Using the word "feeling" in context.
Yeah, you guys should meet up.
Yeah, you guys should. It's a it's a good song. It's a
go get
sketchy,
your sweat on one another.
Get your sweat on one one. Get your sweat on one one.
Eat Hot Pockets.
Ooh.
Get in a food fight.
Ooh. Food fight. What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Fist fight.
Instagrams.
You looking at Instagrams? Are you that bored on the podcast that you want to look at Instagrams?
To do the disaster song had me on the Instagrams. Just saying.
Oh shit.
Ooh. Condemnation.
So that song
fires.
Got Dave Clock thumbing through grams, which I'm really trying to fucking make a thing. So if
Graham.
You guys can help me out, thumbing
Getting
through grams.
Grams. Thumbing through grams. Thumbing through Have grams. You ever seen my thumbs?
Finger that gram.
I'm not a part of any kind of thumb group.
You had a weird thumb.
What about finger it?
Neil.
I'm sorry, that airplane one goes on forever. We'll just have to wait it out.
We'll just have to wait.
Like a pinky.
But no, like, every band is better when, like, they... When you can be in fucking punching distance.
You know, at the same time, I've known
Rolling
bands.
Stones, Oasis, like all those bands, like fucking. Are
you only
for
you
beat.
Only have
Leonard
the postal
Skinner,
service on your side.
BTO.
Yeah. BTO.
They're
BTO.
Famous for beating the shit out of each other.
What are you saying, Adam?
BTO.
Did you really just say BTO, BTO when he was talking about
Bachman Turner, man?
Yeah, it's kind
of fucking
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
No, I know what Kathleen it is. I just, I'm confused
said,
by just fucking
you
echo.
Said BTO, echo, echo. Beat the shit out of. And I thought BTO meant beat the shit out of.
That would be, yeah.
Be an ass.
A half
more.
An acronym.
Yeah.
Half, no, half
Scott acronym. Acronym?
A half an acronym.
Past guess, Scott the, acronym.
Yeah, the two guys, I think it was Bachman. Who does the song? Baby, you can ain't seen
ain't
nothing,
say nothing yet.
Yeah, Bachman, I think that's Bachman Turner.
Yeah.
They do.
That,
but is it that, is are they overdriven?
They are.
Oh. Neil, sing it again. I'll put on Shazam.
Yeah.
Do it, Neil.
Two guys in the band were brothers, and the one guy.
Brother Turner Overdrive?
Brother Turner Overdrive.
Bachman's Turner Overdrive.
And one of the guys was in the bathroom pissing, and they were waiting for him to come back so they could fucking finish recording the track.
Yeah.
And the vocalist was like making fun of his brother because his brother had a stutter.
Oh,
he was going, baby. And then they're like, ha, 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 it's all so funny. And then they like ran the song with him doing these stuttery things. And they're like, fucking let's keep it. Because the Who had done it, you know, 10 years earlier.
Yes, yes.
And then they're like, oh, let's keep it. And it was like huge hit for them. And then fucking whatever drummer or bass player guy was like,
I should get a little more
make fun of me.
I want some royalties for my stutter.
That's a list.
That's a list, but I've got two of them. No, I was just saying that I want some royalty. When you guys get that $30 million podcast award, I want a stick.
Oh, yeah.
So
I just want to win that award, walk out, put it on the craps table, be like, what are you going to give for this?
You guys give it. I think you're going to get kicked out if you do that. Yeah. All right. So,
oh, and that's the other thing. These podcast awards that we're up for, if you want like a nominee award, just because, you know, we've all been nominated.
Right, which is
people's
nice.
Choice, too.
Per trophy, you're going to be laying out about $300.
Jeez.
Wow. Well, I just get one, and we'll, like, don't have it 2 weeks. Cash will have it for 2 weeks.
And we'll treat it like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Hockey reference. You had to stay to the end, but you enjoyed it, didn't you, folks? Dave, go over the scores from tonight. You got it, guys.
Go over the scores for next Thursday.
We had a real upbeat
Dave,
battle.
Quick
between...
update. What's going on with John Scott from the Buffalo Sabres?
Currently banned from hockey for being a bully.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's 6'8", 260 pounds, and he put it all into an unnoticing Louis Erickson who can't move his joints.
Wow. It was terrible. Wow. It really was terrible.
Yeah.
You saw a 268?
6'8", 260.
260-pound man run on skates, which means he's going 2.5 times faster than you could actually run, and then elbowed a man in the fucking face.
And he was not looking.
I pity the fool.
Hockeyfights.com, folks.
Twisted
hockeyfights.com. His face
around to the back of his being.
Oy.
And then he had to be carried out by his own teammates. I love cold gin. Do you have cold gin?
That's the only thing that's on there.
Oh, that's exactly what follows that.
But you know what's funny is that Bill...
How many of y'all like cold gin?
Yep.
You! None of us! No one likes cold gin.
But
that
Bill...
from the 1600s. It was the worst. Gin. Terrible. It tastes like fucking athlete's foot.
Yeah, gin is one of the worst. I used to, when I was going to the beauty bar a bunch, I knew they wanted to stop giving me free drinks when they would put gin in something. I'd be like, can I get another adios, motherfucker? They'd be like, here you go, Joe. I'd be like, fuck you. I'm out of here. I'm not that drunk.
We got to get rid of the gin somehow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Here's a what gin and athletic supporter sweat.
Jesus. The John Madden special.
Yeah.
John Daly special.
That's the okay, Bill Tackett. Out of all the ones you've given us a bunch of great sound drops.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Is that the
what is it?
I like that.
Is that from Star
it's
Wars?
A donkey.
Is that the,
it's
that's
a donkey.
A donkey hee-haw. But
kind of, it's a little too short. It's not. There's not enough header or footer on it.
Well, it sounds like when they in Animal House when they give the horse a heart attack.
Oh,
and it just
yeah.
does that
yeah.
awkward freeze frame.
Right. That's stock footage.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Tuscan Raiders when they hit Luke over the head.
Wow, that was really good.
Cash, nobody else was gonna say it.
I'm gonna buy you a burrito later, Cash. That's
what's
you saying
clock?
Nice.
Nice.
There's a pumpkin pie cooling on the windowsill.
Pumpkin spice.
You think nice and the pie is mine.
I gotta go home. I got. Oh shit.
Hey, people here, I pity the fool.
Hey, bud.
I pity that fool, man.
You dick.
Never gonna give her over.
I don't remember.
What the?
Okay, Neil. Okay, Neil.
Oh, I was just doing what you were doing.
Oh,
I was checking out our sweet listener Bill Tackett's new sound drops. Who he's been sending them on an hourly basis. And
the only one we really need to do to implement is that one from the guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The podcast.
Jonah Radio.
Jonah Radio.
Yeah, and then you see what the guy looks like, and he doesn't.
The official announcement that we have been nominated.
Oh shit,
Jonah Radio.
Yeah, don't worry. It was in a list of 10 other fucking names.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a break
like
and listen 18 to
fucking podcasts per category.
We're gonna listen.
Please come. Please come pay the $18,000 to be a part of this ceremony.
Here's the song "Shake"
Jonah Radio
by The Head and the Heart.
Like the trees in the wild.
Hey, and that was Shake by the Head and the Heart. New Sub Pop Records release. Guys, I was in Seattle recently, and I got to go to Sub Pop Records headquarters.
Oh, that looked really cool. Nice.
That's a fucking brag right there.
Brag.
I got to go to Sub Pop headquarters. That's crazy. And it was amazing. It was amazing. It was really cool. Here's the craziest part that happened. So we walk up, and you know, you're seeing all the like the gold, platinum. You see like Bleach, where it has the platinum vinyl, the platinum CD, the platinum cassette, tells of the times, and then
platinum A-track,
platinum cassette. Yeah, I'll show you a picture. And then you know you're kind of walking around, and you see a bunch of cool stuff, and then you see a bunch of neat things. But we go into the warehouse area. And then there's this guy kind of walking by with a handcart full of boxes, and he's going to like towards a freight elevator. And he's walking by, and he goes in the freight elevator, and they go, "Oh, hey, Mark." He was like, "Hey, guys, it's Mark Arm from Mudhoney, runs the fucking warehouse."
Wow.
Yeah.
At Sub Pop. It was just so fucking cool. So fucking cool that I was like, and he's just like, he's going down the elevator. I'm just looking at him. He was like, "Hi." Uh-huh. Yeah. I was like, "Oh, you're Mark Arm. Touch me, I'm sick."
Bring it on.
And another thing is that they have a Nils Bernstein, which is a now this guy is a homosexual, and he wrote this thing in October of 91. Top 10 reasons Kurt Cobain is gay. Right.
So this is while he was alive.
Yeah, Nils Bernstein, and this is I believe he was on the Sub Pop 200 thing, and he's just a kind of a character. Originally, he said, number one, he's marrying Courtney Love, but he crossed it out and put married to update it. Number two, breeder, as in the song Breed, is gay slang for straight person. Three, he dyes his hair girly colors. Four, all people are inherently bisexual.
That's not
carpet. Yeah, I know. That's
so open.
That's more of a life view a worldview rather than supporting evidence.
Yes. Five, he thinks men should be affectionate with each other.
That's getting weirdly clinical.
Yeah. Number six, he's so fucked up. Now
that's amazing.
Now that sounds like a guy that got burned by Kurt Cobain sexually. He's so fucked up.
Or it's a guy that's like, oh, I'm a homosexual, and the majority of the people I've dealt with have been super fucked up. Thus, being super fucked up is a quality of homosexuals. Just not in fact.
But no. But then he follows it up with number seven. He has beautiful eyes.
Oh. Not fucked up.
Yeah, you're so fucked up. You got such beautiful eyes.
He did have you. Very
beautiful. Yeah, great. Eyes. Number eight. He likes animals and children.
Wow.
Number nine. All cowboys/loggers are closet cases.
And he was both.
Well, he was. Yeah,
he was from Aberdeen.
South, yeah, Aberdeen. So that's
a logging community. And number 10, he has a K Records sticker on his guitar and a homemade K Records tattoo.
K rhymes with?
Gay, but it's also K Records. Speaking of K Records, another thing that was framed in the Sub Pop offices was a Calvin Johnson, the guy from Beat Happening. Mm-hmm. He also ran K Records. He was on the One Foot in the Grave record that Beck put out. Halo Benders. He's a very huge. In Olympia, Washington, in 1993, he wrote a restraining order against Courtney Love.
I saw this on your Instagram.
Yeah. The respondent called my residence in Olympia on August 2nd, 1992, and left a long, belligerent, and insulting message on my answering machine. Tells you what the time of of our lives. Answering machine.
Tapes.
This call was probably placed late at night.
Was probably.
Yeah. Great. Again, on January 27th, 1993, a call was placed to my residence after 2 a.m., and a long, belligerent, insulting, and threatening message was left on my answering machine. On May 6, 1993, the respondent sought me out in a public place, the Oz nightclub in Seattle, and verbally abused me in front of over a dozen people and punched me in the face three times.
Oh, wow.
And seemed to be bodily harm and public humiliation. The respondent has also informed close friends of mine that she, quote, lives to destroy Calvin Johnson.
Oh, wow.
End quote.
Lead with that one, buddy.
Yeah.
The rest of them are like, Less from building the case for that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's our episode of Jonah Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We want to thank Cash Hartzell, our producer, for Jonah Radio. We want to thank Neil Mahoney.
Oh, another guy.
For being the best. We want to thank my brother, Adam Rodriguez, who is the court stenographer of Jonah Radio.
Yeah, you know it.
Currently has the hiccups.
Yes, I do.
And then our guest hanging out tonight was Dave K-Man Worldwide. Clock.
Call your parents.
K-Man Worldwide.
Clock.
We'll give you updates on Dogs He's Met and Food He's Ate.
If you liked any of the bands you heard tonight, please go and buy their records.
Yes.
Go see them live, go buy their shirts, go buy a sticker, do whatever you can. Go listen to them, find them on Bandcamp, whatever you do.
And if you nominated us for a podcast award, let us know. We'd like to thank you.
Yeah, maybe? And we'll pay for you to come with us to Las Vegas so we can fucking just go and destroy that podcast thing. Let's go. We'll all rent tuxedos. We'll all stay in fucking downtown Las Vegas.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You don't have to rent a tuxedo. We'll rent you a tuxedo.
We'll rent you a Tuskegee Airman.
Male or female.
Yes.
Yeah. We're just renting one, though, so try and fit into one please. We rent.
Apologies for the first episode. If you want any Jonah Radio merchandise, go to bluecollardistro.com. If you want to donate to the show, go to bluecollardistro.com. Support the show. Support everyone on here. Thank you so much for listening, and we apologize so much for the first episode. I can't apologize enough.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And with the end of the show here, we are going to end this whole thing with... on the day I was born. You know what? Do you want to play a song? Do we have one on your phone?
An audio.
What is it?
Play Castavet.
Adam, why are you... Why is Ruby digging at the fucking... What is happening?
That was the most cartoony hiccup moment.
What is the song?
I got
like
one.
With the new iTunes on my phone, well, it shows me every song I own. And would you like to play it? Well, then wait 30 minutes while it downloads.
Sorry.
Do you know those guys?
Yeah, my friend Nick, the drummer of this band, took me out to dinner tonight. Animal. Nick is the best drummer.
Why didn't he want to come on the show?
He was tired. He was jet lagged.
Oh. Bullshit.
He's a drummer. He's a guitarist. He's a singer. He's also an ER doctor in Chicago.
Jesus Christ.
But shouldn't he be working for Chicago Hope at that point?
This is the song.
It's going to take a while to load. That's why I was asking if you had anything on your phone.
I remember when you asked that.
I fucked up everything on this goddamn
what are you
soundboard.
Doing? That's an album you're clicking on. What do you...
Plays on TV.
Also, you know what? I think we're not going to say apologies for the first episode. I think we're going to play apologies for this episode.
Yeah. I somehow got this iPad into
You shouldn't have that Dave
mode.
Guy. On your podcast.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I think it's a good time to quit comedy.
Oh, here we go. Now I can play sound effects again.
That was the name of the restaurant.
Wait, no, it's not playing.
This is the highlight of mine.
Don't you have something to just play on your phone that you already have?
I took music off my phone because my phone was running too slow. Everyone have a great night.
I'm not hearing anything. Did you mute everything?
No, I didn't mute a thing.
Seriously lackluster.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, we're not gonna play Dave's fucking...
Mick, you're a great friend and a wonderful drummer.
I'm so sorry. I'm sure you are, Mick. We'll play another song another time. Until then, we have to play something that will fucking... Just fucking shut the fuck up, Adam, with your hiccups. My God.
Terrified me.
All right, you want to hear a song that Neil directed a music video for? No,
I know we've played that before.
He directed two.
Directed a few.
He's directed a few.
Listen, how was that?
The name of the band again? Broken West. That's right. It's under B. Broken West. So we've got Perfect Games or Back in Your Head. Which one would we play? We play both of them.
The final song could almost
be
done by
the this is Perfect Games by the Broken West.
Apologies for this episode.
We waste our time.